and the happiest of Tuesdays to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate
it. It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
I was okay.
Ready.
I mean, a little quicker on the upswing next time, but we'll take it.
It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but nonetheless, it is the 20th day of the first month of 2026. 3:45 left on the calendar. We have less than 2 weeks now until Groundhog Day, 13 days, 25 until Valentine's.
Oh.
Yeah.
But first, you got to get through the birthday, right?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah. We cleared now officially as of this weekend all Christmas and leftover Christmas for families, in-laws, and other such families you got to travel to.
Merry Christmas, by the way. Were the kiddos happy? Was it because there's five of them?
They had to wait. They had to wait for Uncle Ken to get us stuff together.
So it wasn't like the big presents from Santa. It was just the stockings, right? It wasn't anything life changing.
I think lives were changed.
Okay,
not all quite right, well, as much as down here. I mean, that's the real life changing event. Imagine what they would have done. Today, otherwise known as Cheese Lovers Day.
Boom! Yes, please.
Bought some nice cheese on the way back down 35. Stopped at just around Gainesville area, a place called Rumpy's.
Oh!
Yeah, it's quite the German food establishment.
I thought you might have found some Amish or something up there.
No, but I always am on the look. It's National Coffee Break Day.
Yes, please.
So if you need to.
Whew, here we are. Showtime, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This might be a mistake, drinking coffee before I go on the air.
Never.
He's a wild man.
It is camcorder day.
Remember those?
Yeah, the kiddo requested that along with the old film camera. She was like, hey, do we still have our camcorder? I'm like, yeah. It was never that great, but here you go.
We just got to find it. That should only take a 3-4 weeks.
It is
right?
National Disc Jockey Day.
Ficky, ficky. Is that radio, not wedding?
It is, and boy, radio DJ fashion, too. It's celebrated on January 20th because one of the very first DJs, not that kind, the great Alan Freed.
Oh.
This is the date of his death.
Dang it. Sorry.
I don't know why we have to pick his death. I mean, he had a birthday, too.
I would like to point out, I did not think of that. I know I do bring up the deaths a lot.
Well, you know.
It wasn't my idea.
Crying, loving, and leaving.
Boom. Where's the smoke machine?
Loving dedications.
We'll be your DJs on duty today, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have an old headshot from back in the day?
Oh, I do.
I'm going to try and find some of those.
On this date in history, things happened, such as 1885, the roller coaster was invented.
Of love.
On this date in 1920, the ACLU was founded. 1981, 52 American hostages were released from Iran. I'm glad to see that Iran has sorted things out in that time period.
I think that was only within hours of Reagan being inaugurated.
On this date in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne did one of the Osborniest things possible. That's when on stage he bit the bat.
Mm.
Google it, kids. Or AI. On this date in 1986, Martin Luther King Day celebrated as a federal holiday for the first time. And evidently, downtown Fort Worth is still celebrating it with all of the traffic and parking taken away still.
There was so much celebration yesterday.
I'm pretty
yesterday.
Sure the parade is over. But
are you sure?
Congratulations, Fort Worth. Mm. You'll have to call your best friend and see if you can open it back up so we can park. On this date in 1998, TV was changed forever with Dawson's Creek premiering on the WB.
Oh, that was like Pacey.
Yeah.
And
he won, by the way.
Oh.
Just like you. And yeah, it's an inauguration day every 4 years. And 1937, the first inauguration day, was held on January 20th. And then that solidified it as the inauguration day. So yeah, pretty much everybody was inaugurated on this date back through history, including last year. And that's when Carrie Underwood performed America the Beautiful there. And the planned musical accompaniment backed out on her.
Wasn't it? But it was really tight because it was so cold outside, and they couldn't do a lot of the
things.
The
rotunda. Yeah. And then Mark Phillips showed up and fixed everything because that's what he does. That's what he does.
Somebody's got a suit.
Fresh off of Dolly Parton 80th birthday, we got other country music birthdays. Brantley Gilbert is 41 today. I would not tangle with him. And then our good buddy who just retired from touring, John Michael Montgomery.
Hey.
Retired now at 61 today. Happy birthday, JMM. Otherwise, you've got Skeet Ulrich, 56, known as Billy from Scream back in the day. He was a heartthrob.
And his name is Skeet.
He recently reappeared in the new Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Oh.
All right.
Edwin McCain, 56.
Well, I'll
North
be.
Texan. Yeah.
If you know, you
Boy,
know.
Boy, it's all sorts of WB going on. Melissa Rivers, 58. Dwight from The Office. Rainn Wilson is 60 today.
Fact. Bears, Boot, Beats, Battlestar Galactica. No goats.
There you go. Lorenzo Lamas, 68 today.
Bill
Maher is 70. And then Paul Stanley of Kiss is 74 today. Well, they are the champions. It warms our hearts, and we're going to need it because it's going to get really, really cold. The latest
Start
next.
Start your day by saying, hey.